Thank you. invite you to join together in sharing our song, our call to worship. We share together responsibly. I am the not bold part because you, my beloved, are the bold. Though we have known hardship and pain, though life has not always turned out as we had hoped, we will stand here and say,
God's steadfast love endures forever.
Though life becomes more complex, the deepest questions remain unanswered, and the mystery of faith deepens, we will say,
God's steadfast love endures forever.
And though the pain of the world often seems more than we can bear or address, we will stand firm in our faith and say,
God's steadfast love endures forever.
Open for me the gates of life. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord.
Open the gates for us.
The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone.
God does these things in his promise. God has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and come back.
And I invite you, as you are able, to rise in body or in spirit as we join to sing our opening hymn, Up from the Grave He Arose, my favorite hymn.
Thank you.
to be seated among these people. I invite you to come to trust that the people who are gathered here only wish you well, and that you will come to remember and recognize yourself as a beloved child of God. And that maybe you will know today, only for a moment, but maybe all day, you will know that there is nothing that can separate you from the great love of God, which we find in Jesus. There is nothing on heaven or on earth, neither height nor depth, nor length, nor wild, crazy college night, nor anything you can do which can separate you from God's love for you. Not even death. And that from death will come new life. I invite you to take a moment and remember why it is that you are here. Recognize the presence of God within you and all around you, and that this is a place where the presence of Christ is pleased to dwell. So this is a good place, and from this place we will rise.
For those in this world who are not able to worship today.
Ask prayers for one of our team hope members, for Tanner, who's facing a dark night in his soul. I invite you to continue in a spirit of prayer. There are words printed in our bulletin, and we can share them together as you feel comfortable. We share and pray together, saying, "Risen Christ, who entered our world and endured pain, come and be in every painful place in our lives today. O living Christ, who worked in darkness the mysteries of new life, come and work in every secret dark place on our lives today. O stone roller, who sent resurrecting spirit, we pray together as he taught us to pray, saying, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I invite the kids to come forward. Our little chicas. Hi, friends. Happy Easter. We have a special, there's even more. Hi, chicos, come on. But a special job for us today. Are you up to this task? Maybe. Fair enough. Our friend Marge, wave your hand, Marge. Marge would like to, nope, the other one. There's two Marge. Who are the odds? Two Marges are doing this each other. Marge in the red wants to join our church. And it's a good day to have people join our churches on Easter. This is the day in history where people who wanted to be baptized or wanted to become Christians became Christians. Because it's, and this is the day when we remember what being a Christian is, and that means new life. So we're going to bless her and welcome her into the church. And it would be great if you would help bless her. If you just think about it, okay? It's coming. We're going to bless her after I'm done talking. I may never be done talking. So look at what do I have here? Bird seeds. Interesting. Very close. They're seeds. Do you know what kind of seeds they are? Any guesses? Any guesses? They're brown seeds, yeah. I cannot tell. By looking, they look like sunflower seeds. They're tiny, tiny little seeds. I cannot tell by looking at these seeds what will grow out of them. What? Did you guess? They're going to be Cadbury cream eggs. These are Cadbury cream egg seeds. They are. That's what's so amazing about a garden and the world that we live in. There's so many mysterious, wondrous seeds. I don't know why you want to eat the seeds, but I don't think they're going to hurt you. The wondrous seeds grow into even more wondrous plants. On this day, we recognize that you are a seed. This could be you. This is a seed. And you're just like this little seed. That you are going to grow. You are growing into a marvelous, marvelous, marvelous tomato. These are tomatoes. These are tomato seeds. Look, you look like a tomato. You do. You're going to grow into a bee. Can you see this in this? Can you see this in this? It's real. You can eat it. Happy Easter. It's an Easter tomato. This is the resurrection image that stands for me so beautifully. This comes straight from the Bible. Our friend Apostle Paul, he talks about resurrection like a tomato. He says you have no idea what the plants are going to look like. They're looking at this seed. We just know that it will grow into something new and wondrous. That's what we celebrate today. That there is ongoing, that life is ongoing in mysterious ways, evolving ways, resurrecting ways. That these little seeds bring forth a tomato. And then the tomato has seeds inside of it and makes more tomatoes. It's a never-ending joy for all of us. They're tomatoes. They're tomato seeds. And you are a tomato seed. That's the moral. That's the story of Easter for us. The tomatoes are eaten, but not you. Will you help me bless our friend Marge? Will you help me bless? You will help me bless. I invite our friend Marge to come forward. And I invite all of you to turn in your hymnal to page 38, 39. Rise up, old tomatoes. Come over here, too. Stand right here, Marge. Chicos, gather around Marge. We are receiving Marge into this congregation from First United Methodist Church in Warrensburg, Missouri. And today, when we welcome her into our congregation, we remember First United Methodist Church in Warrensburg, Missouri. We realize the deep and wondrous connections between us and the people in Warrensburg and at First United Methodist Church there. I present Marge Marie Ellen Alou into membership and into this congregation. Is there anything that you would like to say?
It's a joy to be here. The reason why I came to Booth is here, my sister Jenny, and my niece Stacy, and Siri, and my aunt Joseph.
Thank you for sharing. I'll keep this right here in case the spirit moves you and you need to say something else. So we follow up, we were on page 38, and now, 43. It says commendation and welcome. You're all there?
Yes.
Okay. Now, when we're doing this, I want you to help bless her. So raise up your blessing hands and point them right at Marge. Okay? Or just look at her lovingly. If you can't raise up your hands. Members of the household of God, I commend Marge to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase her faith, confirm her hope, and to perfect her in love.
We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love. As members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ.
Mart, the God of all grace, who has called you and called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace today and tomorrow and forever. And I hope within this community for a long, long time. I invite you to welcome our friend Marge into our community of faith. You can do that by saying thank you. And I'm anesti, alitos anesti, which means Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. So if you want to, you can also shout out, Christos anesti! Alitos anesti. And it's all good in all the languages.
Carrying the burial spices they had prepared.
They found the entrance stone rolled back from the tomb, so they walked in. But once inside, they couldn't find the body of the Master Jesus. They were puzzled, wondering what to make of it. Then, out of nowhere, it seemed, two men, light cascading over them, stood there. The women were awestruck and bowed down in worship. The man said, "Why are you looking for the living one in the cemetery? He is not here, but raised up. Remember how he told you when you were still back in Galilee that he had to be handed over to sinners, be killed on a cross, and in 3 days rise up?" Then they remembered Jesus' words. They left the tomb and broke the news to all this to the 11 and the rest: Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them kept telling these things to the apostles. But the apostles didn't believe a word of it, thought they were making it all up. But Peter jumped to his feet, ran to the tomb. He stooped to look in and saw a few grave clothes. He walked away, puzzled, shaking his head.
Today we're talking about the core of the universe stuff. Today we're standing on the edge of Lake Superior and asking questions. How does this all work? How, God? Why, God? What mighty works thy hands have wrought? What is the meaning of it all? Trust me, you can stand on the side of an inland sea for a very long time, throwing out questions into the winds. Eventually, though, you're going to want a sandwich. The question for today is not generally how do we believe in the resurrection? What are the mechanics of the resurrection? The question for today is, have you seen the Lord?
Each of you in so many ways rising again and again into action,
not an idle tale. My struggle, I think, comes on this day because we shout alleluias on this day when we wear pretty clothes and we eat a lot of chocolate on this day and we go to buffets. Jesus rose, I get it. But Jesus does not rest. Stay. Jesus is alive, as he always is, and works in new and mighty ways. Jesus doesn't look the way that I expect him to look. He doesn't let me cling into my old ideas. He disappears and appears in new and weird ways, and in all of the days of my life. And maybe that's what is so wonderful about this day, that today, as a group, we commit to waking up and saying, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. At least we say it today. I hope that we can say it again tomorrow. Because he will rise again tomorrow and tomorrow. So let us tell our tales of wonder and surprise today and wake up tomorrow seeking new life, recognizing again the rising of Christ and God's power among us. Amen. I invite you to participate in resurrection today. Will you resurrect your money from your wallets and give your money to God? You know you cannot control it, but just let it go and be free to live in new and wonderful ways. I invite you to give and receive our morning offering.
Thank you.
Team Hope for filling us with such hope. We've been working so hard today. Thank you. And I invite us to join us sing, "Oh, How We Love Thee."
Thank you. go ahead, you're first.